Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, in this podcast episode, in this conversation, we're going to be talking about why slow money is okay and how it is great to get money on a slow return rather than a quick return. Because one thing that I've learned over time is that the faster you get money, the faster you lose it. It's not the fact that money is bad. It's more so it's understanding how to get the money, how to have a business, how to make more money over time. So let me go ahead and go live. Let me finish going live on other videos. If this is your first time here, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to another episode of Failure is Knowledge Podcast. And here at Failure is Knowledge Podcast, we turn failed setbacks into successful knowledge. And this is the whole purpose of this episode, this video, is to break down the failed setbacks and understand how it can be turned into successful knowledge. So let me go ahead and write it on the board. Let me get my marker out. Slow money is okay. Slow money is okay. There we go. And I'm going to show the camera. Slow money is okay. Disclaimer. I do want to say disclaimer because today we're talking about money. I normally don't talk about money, but today we're talking about money, so I want to give you a disclaimer. This is not financial advice. This is not financial channel. This is not a financial, I'm not a financial advisor. What I am is that I'm sharing my experience, and just because we're talking about money, it's understanding how to get it over time. So this is not financial advice. This is more so education purposes of me sharing what I've learned while being on my entrepreneurship journey. So that is the disclaimer. Let's go ahead and get started with this topic. One thing that stops a lot of people that stopped me in the beginning was that I was unclear what I wanted to do. Let me break that down. There were so many different ads, so many different, it sounded wrong. There were so many different videos that I was watching, so many videos getting promoted, and so many different ways to make money that I'm constantly seeing. One was in real estate, the other was in surplus funds, and the other one was in like wholesaling real estate. Excuse me. And they often push, make money quick, make money fast, make money in your sleep. Not knowing that the money that I'm looking to make is going to take time. My biggest struggle while starting my journey a half a decade ago was that I often had shiny object syndrome, which means that every time I saw a new promotion, every time I saw a new video, every time I saw a new idea, I wanted to jump on this idea. The biggest struggle that came from jumping on every idea was the fact that I couldn't dive deep with the lessons I was already learning, with the lessons and knowledge I was already studying. It taught me that if you're going to be great at something, if you're going to be great at a skill, if you're going to be great in life, you have to be willing to focus on one particular skill and learn everything that goes into it. Whereas if you're studying one particular skill, one particular industry, you have to understand that you're not going to know everything as soon as you start. This is my biggest struggle, is that you're not going to know everything as you are starting, but you have to give yourself time to learn what everything looks like. So I want to say, for the first point, we're going to talk about you're not going to know everything. Give yourself time to learn. Give yourself time to learn. Give yourself time to learn. Let me show the board. Oh, there we go, there we go. Let me show the board, let me show the board. Give yourself time to learn. And what that means is rather than jumping from idea to idea, you're staying on one particular skill and learning everything that goes into it. The reason why it's so challenging is because the idea, the object, the shiny, the sun looks so amazing because it catches your eye. There's a movie called Up, and in this movie, the dog, every time he loses his attention, he be like, squirrel, and he get to talking, trying to get his attention back. But one thing that had my attention was everything. I wasn't great at real estate. And during that time, I was in the Marine Corps. And as I was serving in the Marine Corps, I knew I wanted to bring in extra money. I knew I wanted to make more money. I knew I just wanted to not live paycheck to paycheck. My biggest downfall was that I was living paycheck to paycheck, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. It was a downfall because I'm living paycheck to paycheck. You can't necessarily make the money. You can't necessarily understand how to make the money if you don't know what you are doing. I didn't know what I was doing, and me living paycheck to paycheck put a hard, it felt like the weight was on my shoulders. Because living paycheck to paycheck was a struggle. Living paycheck to paycheck is a struggle. Because I have to understand, just because I want to make more money, I want to have more opportunities, I want to go to different places, I have to understand the structure of what I'm doing. And I didn't know the structure of what I was doing because I was all over the place. You see, you have to give yourself time to learn because you have to be willing to learn what goes into this skill. You have to be willing to learn what goes into this craft. You have to be willing to learn what goes into the industry that you are pursuing. You can't know everything. In fact, you can learn majority of everything the more you focus on one particular skill. It's the skill that you are focusing on that will help you be more consistent. It's the skill that you are focusing on that will help you become more developed. It's the skill that you are focused on that will help you gain the knowledge. Failure becomes knowledge because you're willing to try something new. Just because you're trying something new, you're constantly failing. Just because you're constantly failing means you're constantly starting over. It got to a point when every time I was learning something new, every time when I discovered something new, every time I discovered a new skill, my attention was taken away from me from the previous skill that I was already learning because I saw something new. I saw something different. I saw something more exciting, not knowing that every time I start over, I'm starting over at ground zero. I'm starting over at level zero. Because you have to go through the levels. You have to go through the ranks. You have to build your skill up. You cannot be a great professional if you don't learn what a professional looks like. And so it was so challenging for me because I wasn't giving myself time to learn. As soon as I start this new skill and start to develop like more confidence, understanding of what the knowledge was teaching me, I would go to the next thing and start all the way over. Here's a better analogy. I have a book. I have a bookcase right behind me. In this bookcase, I have, let's just say, 25 plus books. Might be more, might be less. Just use 25 books. If I was to pick up a book, I'm going to pick up a little small one because all these books, I ain't going to say all of them, but this book right here is called Warriors Don't Cry, and it's a searing memoir of the battle of the Integrated Little Rock Central High School. And so if I picked up this book and I start at page one and I started reading, I'm sorry, I didn't even say the author. It's by Melba Battilio Beals. She was part of the Little Rock Nine from Little Rock, Arkansas. I digress. When I pick up this book and I start reading the book on page one, and then as I get to page one, as I turn the page, I'm on page two. And then as I continue to read, I'm constantly going through the book. But when I get to page 10 and I stop reading and I close the book, I pick up another book. And then another book that I pick up, it's called Real Estate Mastery. Shout out to Jessica Myers. I actually met the author in person. If I put down this book to pick up this book and read it without even finishing the first book, the challenge comes from me starting back at one. I have to start back over at one because it's a new book to read. It's new information to learn, and it's a new skill to understand. You see, it's not that it's bad. More so, it catches your attention because you can't finish the book. I remember when I first picked up my first book, it was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And as I'm reading this book, I got excited because it was new information that I never heard before. It was a discovery. I discovered something. You see, when you give yourself time, you have to start at page one. I'm guessing because I don't remember the exact page, the exact amount of pages that was in Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Nonetheless, as I'm reading the book and I start at page one, let's just say it has 200 different pages in it. I'm starting at page one. For me to get to page 200, I have to go to page one. I have to go to page two. I have to go to page three. I cannot skip a page. Because if I'm willing to gain the knowledge, I have to study the page. I have to study the book. I have to finish gaining the knowledge. You see, my biggest struggle was not gaining the knowledge because the book got born. The skill got born. The industry that I was in got born. Ironically enough, I just picked up a real estate book. And when I started in real estate, not knowing that everything that you go through, there's a challenge that you have to face because there's new knowledge, there's new terminology that you have to break down and understand. It's the will of the man to understand the knowledge rather than the skill, because the will have to be willing to learn what a particular word is, what a particular sentence means, what a particular phrase means. If I pick up a book, if I start a new skill, if I start learning something new, I'm hurting myself because I haven't finished understanding what this information even consisted of. You cannot be great. You cannot gain the skill. You cannot gain the profession if you're not willing to focus on the skill that you are currently doing. You can't be great. We can't be great if we don't study on one particular industry. The reason being because you have to give yourself time. 200 pages is a lot of pages. But what if you break down the book, or rather, what if you read 5 pages a day? 5 pages a day, you break it down, and as you're breaking it down, you're getting to a point where you start understanding the information. And then over time, if you read 5 pages a day, then what's that? Hold on. Let's say 200 divided by 5, you got 4, that's 20. Zero, that's 40 days. That's a month and a half where you get a chance to learn the information. It doesn't take a long time to learn the information. Instead, it takes a long time to focus on the information. Why? Because it has to make sense. It has to have your attention. You have to be willing to understand. Just because you're giving yourself time to learn this new information, you're giving yourself a new perspective. It's a perspective that you didn't have because of someone else's knowledge within this book. I read this quote or saw this video, and they said, if you ever want to hide information from anybody, put it in a book. Because if you put it in a book, they won't even read it. They won't even pick up the page and read and understand what's in the book, what's in the knowledge, what's in the skill. You see, if you ever want to hide information, put it in a book. When I heard that, I thought it was weird. I thought it was strange. I thought it was confusing. Why do you want to hide information? Why do you not want to give information? Why? See, I had so many questions in my mind. I had so many ways of asking why, and none of them never made sense until I picked up my first book. You see, when you pick up your first skill, you have to be willing to learn the skill. You have to be willing to develop the skill, and you have to be willing to improve the skill. Because improvement comes with time. You see, when you recognize that slow money is okay, you understand it, what it takes to make the money, what it takes to keep the money, what it takes to recognize that you have a skill to make the money. You see, making the money is the most challenging thing there is, because how do you know you can make it? You see, my biggest struggle was going to the next skill, going to the next industry, and starting over every single week. I literally remember I was learning about real estate wholesaling, and I saw this promotion, and this guy came on talking about surplus funds. It was surplus funds, and in fact, I came, it goes real estate, and that's all I know. It was a part of real estate. It was a different way to make money fast, not knowing that the information that was in the course was the same information in the real estate YouTube videos. But it was a different language that I had to learn, because now my attention was on something new. My attention was on something different. My attention was at the bottom again. Drake say, started from the bottom, now we here. The reason why people know Drake is because Drake was consistent. The reason why people understand why when you start from the bottom, you're going to always stay at the bottom. He forgot to mention, when you start at the bottom, you have to find a way to get from the bottom. You see, when you get from the bottom, you have to be consistent with doing the same thing over and over and over again. You see, when you give yourself time, you're developing the skill. When you give yourself time, you're developing the knowledge. When you give yourself time, you are focusing on one skill. You cannot be good if you're not willing to focus on something. You cannot be great if your focus is all scattered all over the place. Just like the example I use with picking up a book, I understand that picking up a book is so challenging. I understand that reading is so overwhelming. But that doesn't mean you can't start with page one. But that doesn't mean you can't start from the bottom and work your way to the next step. You see, it takes a long time to get to where you want to go until you are willing to put the time into your development. You improve the more effort you put into yourself. You see, when you give yourself time, you're discovering more about yourself. When you give yourself time, you're discovering more about the skill. When you give yourself time, you're discovering the lessons that will help you be better. Slow money is okay because over time you start to build your confidence in a particular area. You can't be great if you're not focused on a particular area. You can't become amazing if your focus is all over the place. There's a saying that says a jack of all trades. I want to be a jack of all trades. See, the downfall of being a jack of all trades is that as you're trying to master everything, you're mastering nothing. As you are trying to become better at everything, it's so challenging because you're not willing to focus on one thing. You can't focus. You can't be great. You can't be a jack of all trades because your attention is all over the place. One thing that I learned while understanding their terminology is that, yes, you can be a jack of all trades. Yes, you can have different talents. Yes, you can have different ways of displaying your skill. The downfall is that if you're focusing on too many things, you're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere. I remember when I was in middle school, I tried to run track. And they said, okay, Hump, my last name is Humphrey. They was like, okay, Hump, you gonna run a 400. And at the time, I'm like, the 400, I'm used to football terminology. I'm used to 40-yard dash. I'm used to tackling. I'm used to running and sprinting. But I'm not used to running a long time. You see, when they said you're gonna run a 400 meter, I'm gonna know that's the right terminology. You're gonna run one time around the track. Can you do it? And at the time, football wasn't going on. I said, yes,
I can. And not knowing how long 400 meters was when they said, get in position. And they said, get in position. Are you ready? Get set. And they said, go. And it was a lot of us just running. And as we're running, I get tired because as I start running, I start using my speed early off. So rather than me saving my speed towards the end, I use my speed in the beginning. Now, 400 meters is a long run. It's a long run. And it's a long run because it's one time around the track. If I would have known that I had to condition and prepare myself for track, I would have been good at track. But since my attention was all on football, when I was playing football, I was learning football. When I was running track, I was learning football. You see, that's why I got so tired, because I didn't have the information. You can only go as far as you believe you can when you put time and effort and energy into your craft. Your craft is what builds your professionalism. If you're not professional and looking for the results will never come. The results will never come. Somebody say, it's almost there. It's almost gone. What they say, it's almost there. And when people say it's almost, doesn't mean that it didn't happen. What it does mean is that you have to be willing to focus on one particular skill. You have to give yourself time to learn what you are doing. You see, the reason why slow money is okay, because you're learning what it takes to make the money. You can't make the money if you're not willing to start at ground zero. Ground zero is helping you focus. Ground zero is discovering what you need to learn. Ground zero is helping you identify the skill that you would like to build. The next point I want to hit on is that you have to learn, not learn, you have to be willing to focus on one thing. I'm going to put it right here. You have to be willing to focus on one. Have to be willing, ing, to, God, dog, excuse me, focus. God, dog, hold on, I gotta rewrite it. Hold on. While I'm rewriting this, let me know in the comments what you think about why slow money is okay. Let me know in the comments. I love to read it. I'm rewriting this now. Let me know in the comments. I'm just going to put focus on one. The one. I'm going to unlock the. Focus on the one. The one what? The one skill. Let me show it to the board. Let me show it to the camera. Focus on the one. There you go. Hello. Let's see. Focus on the one. There we go. Let me know in the comments so far on why you think slow money is okay. God, though. Of course. Oh, snap. Okay, there we go. I was on my court. I digress. Let me get back to it. Hold on. Okay. So, what I did, I'll focus on the one. The reason why focusing on the one matters so much, because it will help you know how to be better. It will help you identify the questions that you need to ask so you can really improve your talent, so you can improve your skill. It's understanding that it takes time to fully know what to look for when you put time into that one thing. You have to be willing to let go of the distractions. The distractions is what pulls you away from gaining every knowledge that you need to have for the intent, for the attention that you're putting into this focus. You can't be so scattered all over the place that you're not understanding what you're doing. What is it called? Multi-talented. Like, you can't be so multi-talented, you're not focusing on one thing to become great. My biggest struggle is that I know I can't multitask, and I still try to do it. I still try to multitask, even though I'm not good at it. You see, many of us, like many of you, I'm not good at multitasking. Let me tell you why. Because every time I try to do multiple things at once, there's always something that's going to go wrong. I literally was trying to write on the board and do this podcast episode. And as I'm doing this podcast episode, I got tangled up in the cord. You see, multitasking is my strong suit. What my strong suit is focusing on one skill. I can't be great at everything, but I can be good at something. The focus that you decide to put into your craft will eventually come to life and let you and help you paint pictures more clear. Art used to be my worst subject because I wasn't always good in it. It was so challenging for me because I could not draw. If I tried to draw anything, what I thought I drew did not come out how I dreamed or thought it was going to come out. What I did know is that what I did recognize was that my instructor, who was the art teacher, who put time and effort into his craft, who actually was skilled in this because he had focus there, helped me understand that if you want to be good at something, you have to be willing to put time into this skill. I wonder what his pictures look like when he first started drawing. I wonder what it looked like when he didn't have the degrees. I wonder what it looked like when the professional was not a professional and then was learning how to become a professional. You see, I wonder if things like this, because many times in life it's understanding that the skill is going to help you focus comes from the focus that you're putting into the one thing. The one thing is what matters, is because the one thing shows you that you are on the right path. You can't be good at everything, but you can be good at something. It's deciding what you would like to be good at. It's recognizing why this skill is going to help you become better. A better person, a better skilled person, a better professional. You can't be good until you focus on the skill that you are building. You see, when I started podcasting, I didn't know I was focusing on podcasting. I had a dream, I had a mission, I had a goal to not only inspire others, but to empower others to become the best version of themselves. Not knowing, in the middle of me being the example, I had to be the example for myself. I can't help nobody get to the next step if I didn't start with myself. And after producing over 893 podcast episodes, I've learned the importance of focus. I have to focus on a skill, so the skill that I'm building, I can help the next person become the best version of themselves. It's becoming the best. It's identifying what the best is. It's recognizing that you have to be focused on the one. When you are focused on the one, you become a lot better because your attention is not all over the place. In fact, it's so focused, you're so dialed in. You can't be great until you know how to be bad. Focusing will help you understand how to write a paper. Focusing will help you understand how to read a first a page. Focusing will help you understand how to finish one book. It's the will of the man, not the skill of the man. And the will of the person has to be willing to focus on a thing, on the skill, on the development that they are building for themselves. We can't grow. We can't make an impact. We can't empower others until we make an impact for ourselves, until we inspire ourselves, until we improve what we are doing. That's the biggest challenge there is, because there's so much information here. Not just on the internet, not just in person, but if you go to the library, if you go to the cafeteria, if you go to any restaurant, there's so many different options out there. How do you focus on a skill that's going to help you make the money over time? Slow money is okay because you're identifying the skills that you are good at. You are recognizing the habits that you don't like. You are understanding what it takes to focus on one thing. You see, that one thing that you focus on is the thing that brings you joy. The thing that you are focusing on is the thing that shows that you are growing. See, the skill that you are focusing on shows that the time that you are putting into yourself is coming from the effort that you have discovered from your focus. You can only become great when you learn how to focus. Rather than me trying to be multi-talented and be talented in everything that I'm doing, how can I not be so talented and really just focus on the one thing? You see, podcasting was my thing. Podcasting is my thing because every day I'm asking questions. Every day I'm studying a craft. Every day I learn something new. I put time into developing because I'm focused. I can only focus when I have a clear plan, a clear idea, a clear feeling of what I would like to do. It's the pursuit of happiness, not the happiness that comes from the effort. You have to pursue your happiness on a daily basis. I love that movie, Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith. If you haven't watched, please go watch it. The Pursuit of Happiness was a phenomenal movie because it showed what a determined single father would do to make ends meet for not only his son, but for himself as well. In the movie, it shows him being in a happy relationship, him having a child, to him not being in a happy relationship, to him caring for his child alone. You see, the downfall was that he was trying to provide for his child without having any resources to provide for his child. That was homeless, that was sleeping in train station bathrooms, that was all over the place. But when a person is focused on becoming the best, when a person is focused on building a skill, when a person is determined to be focused on their growth, they eventually will make it happen. Slow money is okay because eventually you will start to make it. Eventually, it will start to come. Eventually, you will understand how to make it. It's understanding that it's going to take time and a lot of effort from you, because when you start to focus, your life just changed. My life changed when I really start to focus on podcasting, because not only am I interviewing other people or conversing with others, I'm listening, I'm hearing, I'm learning. I'm focused on learning in every way I possibly can. I can only learn if I'm willing to ask questions. I can only learn if I'm willing to focus. I can only learn if I'm focused on the one thing. The one thing is what's going to show you that there's a lot more information to be discovered. You have to be willing to be okay with not knowing everything, because eventually, the more you continue to go along this process, it's going to show you that you will start to know, identify, and learn what you don't know. The most dangerous information there is the information that you don't know. How do you not know the focus that you're supposed to have for the skill that you are developing? Well, that's easy, because you haven't put time into developing yourself. You haven't focused on the thing. You haven't focused on your thing. The challenge comes from identifying where you would like to go, what you would like to do, and why you're doing a particular thing. There's a reason behind everything, and knowing the goal behind your reasoning will help you focus even more. My mission is to empower and inspire every podcaster in the world. Why? Because everyone has a story. Everyone has a message. Everyone has a chance to express the lessons they have learned in life. It's recognizing that when you create the opportunity, that chance came from you taking a risk for yourself. You have to be willing to take a risk for yourself, because the more you risk, the more you learn. The more time you put into yourself, the more you develop. The more effort you show, the more results is going to come. Life is going to show you that when you focus on one thing, you will eventually, by eventually, I'm saying over time, by over time, I'm not saying overnight, you will get better. It's understanding how you are getting better. Many times in my life, as I'm going through the journey, going through the process of understanding podcasting, I don't feel like I'm getting better until I speak with someone and they ask me, so what about podcasting do you like? And I start sharing different facts, like 75% of new podcasters stop podcasting within 12 months because they're overwhelmed, because they're stressed, and because they're doing it by themselves. If you would have asked me that stat a couple years ago, I wouldn't even known that stat, because I wouldn't recognize the importance of focusing. You have to give yourself time to focus on the skill that you like to develop. Development takes time. I remember when I was younger, I was 2 feet tall. In order for me to get a 5 feet, I have to grow and develop and let my body evolve. Just like with your mind, you have to let it grow, evolve, and develop into the person that you would like to become. The skill is going to make you great. It's the skill that you choose to focus on. Because when you focus on the one, you become the one to understand that it's possible. It's possible to change. It's possible to grow. It's possible to become. When you're becoming, you're growing. When you're growing, you're developing. And as you're developing, eventually you will start to make money. And for the last point, I'm going to put, give yourself time, focus on the one. Show up every day. That's the last point I want to hit on. Show up every day. Every day. Show up every day. Let me write it on the camera. Show up every day. Show up every day. Hold on. I just hit my light. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Show up every day. You see, showing up is the most challenging thing there is, next to focusing and not being all over the place. Because how do you focus if you don't see results? I did a 90-day challenge back in September of 2024. And when I conducted this 90-day challenge, I really didn't know what I was getting myself into. I knew I wanted to have a business. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I knew I wanted to have a podcast business. And so when I started the 90-day challenge, I started with no idea. No, I'm sorry. I started with an idea and a plan to follow. And I didn't understand how challenging it was going to be. So every day I had to get up and make a video and express what I've learned. Every day I had to do something that will move the needle forward. Every day I had to discover something new within this 90-day challenge, so I can't speak about it. At some point in the 90-day challenge, I got overwhelmed. It's probably around day 45. I got overwhelmed because I was the one editing. I was the one posting. I was the one doing the work for the business to bring in customers, bring in more revenue. And over time, it became so overwhelming because I was doing everything. And by me doing everything, it led me to be burnt out. I remember when I first got my first customer, when my first customer actually paid for a podcast and service, I'm like, oh, I really have to do it now. I have to show up now. I was so unaware that it was going to work. When it worked, I was surprised. The reason why I was surprised is because it was something I was working towards, but it was something that I did not expect would even happen. And so when I started working with my customer and we start breaking the steps down of what it takes to launch a podcast, I'm learning on the go. I don't know what I'm doing, but I know I need to do it in a way where I can help this customer, where I can help this person go from not having a podcast to being confident on camera, to turning their setbacks into failed success, to successful stories, and to eventually make money from their podcast. As I'm learning on the go, it taught me that the more you show up, the more perception to other people makes it seem like you have everything figured out. You have everything put together. Not knowing, as it's seeming put together, is becoming overwhelming. The reason why showing up every day matters is because the more you show up, the more consistent you can become. The more you show up, the more you can learn. The more you show up, the faster you learn. Within a span of 90 days to make $100,000, I drastically failed because I only made $217. But I had to invest the $217 back into the business, and now I'm around $10 and some change. If you go back to the beginning of the challenge, of the 90-day challenge that I did within 90 days, I was unsure on how was I going to make the money. And when I start really reaching out to different customers, people was like, they want to be a part of the challenge. They're being a part of the challenge because I'm being vulnerable in public. In fact, my second customer, it was supposed to be my second customer, but it wasn't my second customer. Instead, she said, I just want to donate to your business. Because there was issues coming up. Like every time she tried to pay, the card did not go through. The payment did not go through, and I didn't know how to fix it. And I was making sure that the account didn't charge her double or triple or however many times she put her information in. It was more so of me figuring out. I have to be willing to figure it out on the go, because everything is going to go as smooth as I think it's going to be. The challenge taught me that when you are putting yourself out there, when you are showing up, when you are consistent, there's going to be problems that come about that you have to deal with on the spot. Excuse me. I couldn't deal with that problem if my attention was scattered all over the place. Not knowing the process behind focus, it helped me understand why slow money is okay. Because if I was to make the $100,000 in 90 days, I wouldn't have known what to do with it because it came so quickly. On the contrary, since I only made $217, I understand now because I've learned how to make the money. Instead, I'm learning how to make the money based off my previous experience, based off my previous attempt. It's recognizing that you can be good when you decide to focus on the one. The one thing is going to bring so many results, so much results. It's going to help you get to the next step. I don't want to skip steps because I might skip something. I don't want to skip steps because I might miss something. I don't want to skip steps because every step counts. Every lesson matters. And the more focus you have, the better you become. So over time, I've learned not only to pay attention to one particular thing, I started to say no to new opportunities, to opportunities going to pull my attention away and have me start all the way over at ground zero like I've done with podcasting. If I put my time and energy into learning the importance of podcasting, learning the business aspect of it, and learning how to make money over time on a repeated basis, I would eventually have a skill that would help me get to the next step. I'm looking to get to the next step because the next step I take, I want to be ready for the next outcome that's going to come. I can only be prepared if I understand where I'm at today. And this is going to help me not only recognize why slow money is okay, but it's going to teach me that you have to give yourself time to learn because you learn over time rather than overnight. The more you learn, the more time you put into yourself. The less you know, the less effort you have invested into yourself. When you focus on the one becomes your one because your one is the thing, it's the skill that you're focused on. You can only be good if you decide to become great. When you focus on one, you're becoming great because now you have to show up every day. Showing up. It's the second most difficult challenge there is because you have to show up even when you don't know something's going to come from this. Showing up will lead to more effort, will lead to more outcome, will lead to more results. You just have to show up on a consistent basis. And over time, slow money will start to come to you more quickly. If you got value from this and really enjoyed this podcast episode, make sure you hit the like. And before we leave out, here's a closing question. Why do you think slow money is okay? And why do you see the importance behind learning how to make the money over time? Let me know in the comments. I love to read, love to engage with it. And if you haven't yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button. And also, click this button right here to watch more videos on how to personally develop within yourself and how to turn failed setbacks into successful stories.